Esquimalt Council unanimously voted this week to go forward with rezoning 5 single-family lots for a 119-unit apartment building near the Gorge Vale Golf Club. The 6-story apartment complex at Lamson Street and Tillicum Road is the first development of its size to come before council in an area marked for densification in Esquimalt's official community plan. Victoria-based developer Leda Homes, which initially proposed a 10-year rental-only period for the building, is seeking to delay any decision on whether it will be a strata building or rental-only due to financial uncertainty. Neil Banich, design director and principal of WA Architects, who designed the building, told council he expects it to take 3.5 to 4.5 years from rezoning approval to completion. A decision on whether the building will be a strata complex or rental only will be made when they start on architectural drawings, he said. The vote to move forward with the project follows a public hearing Monday that Esquimalt staff remarked would be the last in the municipality for an OCP-compliant rezoning. Provincial legislative changes will eliminate public hearings by next year for most site-specific residential rezonings. Representatives from Esquimalt's Chamber of Commerce spoke in favor of the project, saying the complex would bring more residents to the neighborhood to support local businesses. Others expressed concern about the building size, increased traffic from new residents, and the loss of mature trees. Shelley Greenaway, a Lamson Street resident, said nearby residents are concerned about the level of densification proposed for the area. "It's actually rather disturbing that to others, my home, and those of others, are just obstacles to be removed and replaced by large profit-making buildings," she said. "We would all want to welcome people to the neighborhood, but we don't want to give up the feeling of community." Town. Tim Morrison said while he recognized the concerns of those whose views would be affected, "Any housing supply created by densification would have an impact on existing residents of single-family homes." Town. Darlene Rochford said the proposed development fits the official community plan guidelines, adding that she's aware of Canadian Forces members who are sleeping in their cars due to lack of housing supply in the area. Jackie Carroll, executive director of the Military Family Resource Center, said at the hearing that its board of directors supports the project as it's important for military families to be able to live in Esquimalt. "We want people to be able to live and work in this township. We want the military to flourish as it's a major contributor to the community." Midge Lowe at TimesColonist.com.